O deaf ones, listen. O blind ones, look intently to see. Those are the blunt words that Isaiah addresses to the people of Yahweh. But how can deaf ones listen? How can blind ones see? As incredible and hard as that is, it's not the least bit surprising to hear that coming out of the mouth of Isaiah. After all, when he was called as a prophet, Yahweh said to him, "Go and tell this people, be ever hearing, but never understanding. Be ever seeing, but never perceiving. Make the heart of this people calloused. Make their ears dull and close their eyes. Otherwise, they will see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn and be healed." Isaiah would see the realization of those very hard words that came forth from Yahweh. The people would not listen to his word. They refused to see what he was doing, and so their hearts were hard. Now, what a stark contrast that is from what Israel was called to be. Israel was called to be the servant of Yahweh. So that Israel was called to open eyes that are blind. And instead, Israel has blinded himself. Blind and deaf to Yahweh's word, Israel is now hard-hearted. So Isaiah rightly says, Yahweh poured out his wrath upon him, his anger, and it set him ablaze all around, but he did not understand. It burned him, but he did not take it to heart. Now, that's exactly where we find ourselves at the close of Isaiah chapter 42. Israel, called to be the servant of Yahweh, has failed miserably. That was true in the 8th century BC when Isaiah delivered these words to God's people. It was true in the 6th century BC when Jerusalem would know that wrath of Yahweh as they're hauled off into exile. It was true in the 1st century AD when Yahweh would call his son to be Israel reduced to one, to be the true servant of Yahweh, who opened eyes that are blind so that they could see, who opened ears so that they could hear, who loosed the tongue of the mute so that they might proclaim what God had done. The arrival of the true servant of Yahweh changes everything. But no matter how much things change, some things never change. What about Israel, the people of God, today? What about the church? How often do we blind ourselves and turn a deaf ear to what he is doing among us? Like our forefathers in the 8th century BC, we are distracted by our idols. They look to their idols to guarantee their prosperity. For them, God was simply a means to a greater end, securing the desires of their dull hearts. Yahweh called them to open their eyes to see that he was the end. The end alone who satisfies the created yearning of the heart. And we struggle with the exact same sin today. Blind to Yahweh as the fullness of what we need. We run after idols that will give us what we want, or so we think. That they will give us security amid a pandemic. Financial confidence amid inflation, and our fear that all of this is being orchestrated by some nefarious groups that are looking to give us the great reset, deafens us to Yahweh's call for a great reset within each and every one of us. Repentance. Isaiah's hard words for Israel are words for us as well. And as shocking as those hard words are in Isaiah 42, far more shocking are the sweet, comforting words of Yahweh in Isaiah 43 that we just heard read. Isaiah seizes our attention in Isaiah 43 saying, but now. In other words, something far different. A big change is being delivered to you. Lest you think that Isaiah is just offering an unrealistic dream, he proclaims, thus says Yahweh. This isn't Isaiah's word. It is Yahweh's word, certain and true. And this certain and true word proclaimed in Isaiah 43 is that despite the condemnation of Isaiah 42, Isaiah 43 says that God is for you. There is no missing out that Yahweh is at work for you. In the first seven verses of Isaiah 43, there are 22 uses of the first person singular, whether it be the pronoun, the pronominal suffix, or in verbal form. 22 times we hear Yahweh referring to himself in the first person. I am redeeming you. I am calling you by name. You are mine. I am with you. I will gather you. And did you also notice the prevalence of you? In these seven verses, there are 26 instances of the second person singular. It is as if Yahweh were saying, for whom do I do all of this? You, you, you. The steady rhythm of the first person singular and the second person singular makes it clear that this is not something abstract. Yahweh is not holding you off at an arm's length in the third person, but instead, here we have the intimate concern of I for you. And Yahweh's intimate concern is seen in what he does. The text begins with Yahweh identifying himself as he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel. And the text ends with Yahweh identifying those for whom he acts as everyone whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. There you see the doctrine of the creation is the bookends for this very text, with the redemptive work of Yahweh sandwiched in between. You cannot pull apart the first and second articles of the creed. Creation, those whom God has created, he then seeks to redeem. Yahweh's creative work and redemptive work are bound up together. So how can you be sure that Yahweh is interested in redeeming you? He's created you. And as if that were not enough, and with Yahweh there's always more than enough, you have certainty that Yahweh redeems you because of what he has done in the past. Yahweh here in Isaiah 43 takes up the language of the Exodus when he talks about how when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. Not only does Yahweh recall the Exodus, when Israel passed through the waters of the parted sea, he also brings in the entrance into the promised land when they go through the river Jordan, again parted, that they might receive what Yahweh had done for them. Yahweh is defining himself as the God who fights for his people. What he did in the days of Moses and Joshua, he will do for Israel even in exile. He will do it for you, even amid your sin. Yahweh brings about a new and greater Exodus. And just how great is it? His people not only pass through the waters and the rivers, Yahweh promises that when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. The flame shall not set you ablaze. This is the fire that we heard about earlier from the end of Isaiah 42, as Yahweh poured out his wrath, his anger, and it set them ablaze. But here in Isaiah 43, Yahweh promises his Israel, his people, his church, you. He promises that when you pass through the consuming fire of the wrath of Yahweh, that you will be unscathed, not a hair even singed. And all for just one reason. Yahweh himself has passed through the River Jordan. He has identified himself with sinners, receiving a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. He who knew no sin became sin for us. He takes the consuming fire of Yahweh's righteous wrath against sin so that you pass through unscathed. That is the God who has chosen to dwell with you. No wonder Isaiah records the word of Yahweh. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. One more time. Do not fear, for I am with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.